Yerandaf Nun Vov Omed Beis, in the middle of a Taisvis, but now this Taisvis is going to be Mefalpul, how we paskin Lahaloche. We heard in the Gemara, Machloikis Rabbe and Rav Yosef, Vashemer Aveide is a dinner Vashemer Chinam or Shemer Socho. Rabbi said, Kishemer Chinam Domi. Why is he a Shemer Chinam? My Hano Kamotalei. He's watching the Aveide. He's not getting paid for his Shmire. So he's a dinner Vashemer Chinam. Rav Yosef Omar, Kishemer Socho Domi. Rav Yosef holds he is the din of a shemer socha, and Tosfos explained, since there are certain zmanim that he has to be metapel with the socha aveda, he has to be sheiteya, he has to be machel the behema. There are different zmanim that he has to imitapo with the aveide, and if he's in the midst of the tipul, and an oni will come to him, so he'll be potter to give the oni tzedoke, als the din of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. So since he's deriving benefit from the aveide, a penny saved is a penny earned. So he's using this aveide, the tipple of this aveide is, he's deriving that he won't have to give to doke. So it's called he's a shemer socha. He saved money through the tipple with the aveide, but he doesn't have to give another man tzedakah. So this money that was saved is considered like a penny saved as a penny earned. So he's a shemer socha because of puta the Rav Yosef. Now, let us, when the pasuk Rabbeinu Chananu, this is Taisus de Vermaschel Bahiano, it's three lines after the Ois Beis in the Tosfos from the Goyin. So three lines afterwards, Posek Rabbeinu Chananu, Valoches Gedolos. Valoche Ke Rav Yosef. So they say, Laloche, we paskin like Rav Yosef. Mishum Domrinin, Behein Bein Amudel, the Kula Alme Islu Pruta de Rav Yosef. There's a Shaila in the Gemara Nedorim. Is a person permitted to be Meshev and Aveide to someone who is Mudar Hanoa Mimeno? Not be Megashem. That means, Reuven said that Shimon can have Hanoa from him. Can have Hanoa from his Nechosim. So Shimon is Mudar Hanoa mi Reuven. Now, Reuven lost an Aveide. Now, if Shimon will return the Aveide, so Shimon will be Marviach Momein from the Shavas Aveide. That means that he's being Metapel in the Aveide, if an Oni will come to him, so Memele, he'll be Potter. So it comes that he's deriving benefit from the Aveide. So this a machloikis is avamudar hano mechaveri is mutal laharzer aveidosa. So the Gemara feels ois in ein bein amuda. The kulal me islo brute de Rav Yosef. Everyone holds. Sai the oisrim and sai the matirim hold of brute de Rav Yosef. Afilu man de shori lemuda laharzer aveide. Afilu the one that says is muta to return him. Loi shori elo mishum de prute de Rav Yosef loi shriach. Pruta de Rav Yosef is loishchiach. So the Ran, there's a Moiridike Ran over there. So the Ran says that when a, since the Hano is loishchiach, so even though they, it could come out, there'll be a Hano, but when he asked the Hano, he did not mean to be koilu such a Hano. Since this Hano is loishchiach, he didn't mean to. To ask her such a hano. The other man, the Amor, held that he didn't mean to ask all hano. So since there's a possibility that he'll derive benefit from the Abedah, so it's also lahazar Abedos. So the Bahag and the Ben Hanan will say, but let's see, we have a Gemor in the Dorim, the Kula Alme Islu the Rav Yosef. Everyone knows the Pruta de Rav Yosef. So Memela, so we see that we paskin like Rav Yosef. If Kulam is the Rav Yosef, by Mudrano, there's a Shaila. If Pruta de Rav Yosef can be a factor to Asa Laharza Abidos. But everyone knows like Rav Yosef. Ba'imari, so the Ri says, the Einai Raya Klal. This Gemara is Bechlal Nadarai. He says, I got news for you. Tegam Rabbe Moidel Rav Yosef. That what Rav Yosef said, that by, because of the Ashavis because of the Tipul and the Aveda, he's being Malviya Chaplute. He says, Rabbe's also Moidel to this. The Isik be Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. Rav Yosef wasn't Mechadish Chedushim Gdoilim. That Oisik b'mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. This is a dover muskim. Elo the svira loid loinase shaymer sochel bekach. Rav Yosef says, Rabbi holds that he does not become a shaymer sochel even though he's marviach pruta de Rav Yosef. Umikomokim hunene lekach osa lamuda avalehavi shaymer sochel. So let's try to understand what the Ri is saying. So the Dvayakim brings down the Ktzei Sachoshin. The Ktzei Sachoshin says as follows, that the Machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, and Asug is as follows. When a person picks up an Aveda, there's a potential he might be marviach momein al yedei avedizu. This potential is if b'shas is metapel with the aveda and or a man will come in these 5 minutes, will save money. The man will go away before the 5 minutes ends, there's a potential that he'll save money. The Gemara says in the Dorim, but it's lo shchiach. I mean, it's lo shchiach that this should occur. That in the time that he's taking saving money, that the oni comes and the car's beeping outside, he can't wait till he finishes the tipul with the aveda. So it's lo shchiach that he should save money, but it's possible. Look the ktzois. So now let's speak about the market value. Is this worth, when a person picks up an Aveda, with a potential there, I might save a Pruta, and I might save even more than one Pruta, if it happens 10 times and 10 Anim comes. Is this worth, is there a market value of a Pruta for this potential? That means, with a person pay a pruta to be a meshev aveda in order to have the potential I'll be potter to pay a niyim. It's something that might occur. It's not shchiach, it will occur. Is this worth, and does this have a market value of a pruta? So this goof is the machloikis Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rabbi says, yeah, there's a potential he might save money. But when I pick up the Veda, you say, I received already a value of a Shavah Pluta, because through this Aveda I might save some money. I'm sorry. This is not called, it's worth a Shavah Pluta. It's worth less than a Shavah Pluta. In order to have a din of a Shayim al Sochal, you have to at least get paid a Pluta. Rabba holds this does not have a market value of a Shavah Pluta. So he doesn't become a Shayim al Sochal. Rav Yosef says it does have a market value of a Shavah Pluta. I mean, it's a debatable thing. It's something you might, sometimes it's a gamble. You might save a lot of Plutas with this. Could be you won't save anything. So the Shaila is, does this have a Shavius of a Shavah Pluta in order to give him a din of a Shayim al Sochal? Rabba holds it doesn't have a din of a Shavah Pluta. Rav Yosef holds it doesn't have a din of a Shavah Pluta. That's the machloikis. So now, Paisa says, for this other Ksai says, Pshat. So the Ksai says, but if we're claiming a Shaila amuta hano mechaveroi, will is the muta to be machsa avidosoi, a filu, it doesn't have a Shavius of a Shavah Pluta. It's a Shavius of a Pochus Mishavah Pluta. In Mudar Hanor, the Ktzai says, a Pochus Mishavah Pluta is also also. A Pochus Mishavah Pluta is also deriving benefit. That's called. So there we have a Machloikis that I'm deriving benefit from this Aveda because I might save money. And this benefit is, it doesn't have a market of a Shavah Pluta, but it's a market of a Pochus Mishavah Pluta. So Lagabi Muda Hano could be this is also. But Lagabi Shema Socha, it doesn't become a Shema Socha. So that's what the Ri says. So the Ri says the Etzim concept of Oisik b'mitzvah, the never was a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. The concept of Oisik b'mitzvah, everyone holds. No, the shaila is, does this potential pointer to give an oraman, does this have a shavius of a Shavah Pluta, and a male will become a shayma socher al yodei, or doesn't have a shavius of a Shavah Pluta? This is how the Now, the Bahag did not learn that this is the Machloikis. The Bahag found the Metzi in the Gemara Nedor. The Bahag learned that there's a Machloikis, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds you're potter to give an oraman. Rabba holds you're not potter to give an oraman. And the Gemara says in the Dorim, Kula alme isle pruta de Rabbi Yosef. So he says, Zarai, we pass on it Rabbi Yosef. So we have to understand, how did the Bahag understand Pshat? How can you say that the Rabbi doesn't, I mean, Tari times, everyone knows Isaac when Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. This wasn't the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. The Bahag did not learn like that. The Bahag held, Rabbi held, there's no tour of Isaac when Mitzvah. So what's that Pshat? It's that Kapella. So the Yelis HaShachar wants to say a interesting svore, what the Bahag held Beshitas Rabbe. He wants to say as follows. We find the Ptur of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah, by mitzvahs Shebein Odom Lamoke. Seiluch Odvar Mitzvah, Shluchei mitzvahs. So memele, so he's potem in a sukkah, potem in krishma, chosem. He's oisik in a mitzvah of bein odom lamokim, so that patters him from another mitzvah. Hashavas aveide is a mitzvah bein odom lachaveroi. That means that, you lost an Aveda, so Memele, I'm being Oisik now to return to you your Aveda. Number one. Number two, we find the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah kala. For example, a zokin ve'eni lefi chvoidoi, if a person, it's not, it's below his dignity to return this Aveide, it's part of the mitzvah. This is a kula which we do not find in any other mitzvahs. It's below my dignity. I mean, Shavas Aveda, I should degrade myself because of you lost your chamoyer, so now I should go and shlap your chamoyer. I would never do such a thing. It's not, it's below my dignity. I'm not mechuyev to degrade myself because of your chamoyer. It's a ptur in Shavas Aveda. So we see it's a mitzvah kala. We don't find this by other mitzvahs. So Mamela de Yelis HaShacha wants to say, so Rabbi, the Bahag understood Pshat and Rabbi, Oisik be mitzvahs HaShavas Aveide, which is a mitzvah bein Odom Lachaveire, will not pater from other mitzvahs. That's what Rabbi held. First of all, Shavas Aveide is a gringe mitzvah. We see kulas in this mitzvah, and it's a different type of a mitzvah. So Rabbi held that there's no ptur of oisik b'mitzvah, and that's the rehitis loshen of Tosfos, because the rehest and the bahag, everyone holds of oisik b'mitzvah. Vaistois, the bahag didn't learn like that. He found the gemara in the dorm, everyone holds like Rabbi Yosef, but that everyone holds puta of Yosef is right, not like Rabbi. Fine. So this raya, the Rish logs up. Ve'ein le'dag dek nami b'shmaiten da'lochi k'rab Yosef. Now Tosfos says, l'chayre, you have another raya that a'loch is k'rab Yosef. The Mishani Rab Yosef lo'oilam b'ginosei ha'mishtameres u'kamash melon v'binin da'aspailim k'drab alosom. Now, let us just again see the Gemara that we learned yesterday. Let us see the Gemara d'Afnan Zayin Amad Aleph. Eisvei, it's a little after the middle of the Yomid. Eisvei, Rabbe l'Rav Yosef. Hoshei, it says by Ashavas Aveide, Ein li elo lebeisoi, that you can return an Aveide lebeisoi. Liginosoi ulchulbosoi minayim, Tamad loimar tishivein mikolmok. So it says, tishivein, that you can return it, liginosoi ulchulbosoi. So the Gemara asked on Daphne and Zion, my liginosoi ulchulbosoi. Ilaim liginosoi mishtameres, ulchulbosoi mishtameres, ainu beisoi. So what's the chiddush? You can return it to Agine. Elapshite leginosoi she'eino mishtameres, ulechubosoi she'eino mishtameres. It's only shomo ashmira pchuse, shmamino kishoy machinam dobi. So Rabba brought a raya from this paraise, that is a ribu, you can return it to Agine. So Agine means it's only ashmira pchuse. So that means, in only Hashem Echinam is Yoitza with a Shmira Pchus. Hashem Esocha has to make a Shmira Mula. And it says you could return it with a Shmira Pchus. So you see that he is a din of Hashem Echinam, and that's why he can return it to Agine that is only Shamo Shmira Pchus. Amalei, so Rav Yosef answered, Loilam leginosei emishtameres, ulchubosei emishtameres. Not speaking about a shmira mula. So what's the chiddush? Udikokashel ochainu beisoi, okemash malon, deloi beinon das bailim kidrabolozo, domarabolozo, hakel tzrichim das bailim, Chutz mei ha-shoves ha-beide, sherei ribsa boi teure ha-shoves ha-be. It says teshivei. So, Rav Yosef said no. So we have a machloikis and Daphnon Zayin Amad Aleph. Rabbi and Rav Yosef, what, the teshivei is marbe leginosoi shel chaveri. So Rabbi learned ginosoi shel chaveri means aginu sheine mishtameres. And the reason it's mutter, because he's a shei mechino. Rav Yosef learned that Zagina Mishtameres, and the Chiddush is you don't need Das Bailam, Hakol Tzrichen Das Bailam, Chutz Mishayim Arabeid. And let us just again see the Loshen of Rashi, which will be Maldik Negeitos now. Rashi says, on Dafnan Zayim, Hakol Tzrichen Das Bailam, Goynev V'goyzol Oyechad Mi'abo Shoymrim Sheikh Ziroi, Tzorech lo hidiyoy le bailem, vim lo hidiyoy chay va machze bach yusam, but Hashem Raveda does not need das bailem. This is the Gemara. So now, we hear on Dafnun Zayin Amid Aleph, we hear amachloikis, what is teshiving being malbe? According to Rabbe, it's being malbe, agine she'ena mishtameres. According to Rav Yosef, it's being marbe that you don't need das bailam. Fine. Give machlokes Rabbe and Rav Yosef. Zokteri. So let's look. Ve'en ledadek nami b'shmaiten dalochik Rav Yosef. The mishani Rav Yosef loylam beginos ha'mishtameres. Ukemash mlandel b'ne das bailam k'derab alozom. That was Rav Yosef sekimte. Zukteri v'hochi mukila sugya de eilu metzias. The Gemara in eilu metzias says blankly that that's pshat in the posik. That's coming to tell us you don't need das bailam. So we have a stomach de Gemara like Rav Yosef. So Sarai we paskin like Rav Yosef. This was the Riz raya. So the Riz says it's no raya whatsoever. Kinire, so now the Risa is a shtik teure. I really think the Rabbo Kibble me Rav Yosef, the Kro kird Rabbo Lazarus. So the Risa is a shtik teure, that Rabbo was mekabel Rav Yosef's teretz. That means when Rabbo asked the kasha, Rabbo held, get to shivim is being marbe aginish eine mishtameres. But after Rav Yosef told them this teretz, it's coming to be marbe, you don't need das bailam, Rabbah agreed to Rav Yosef. Now, the Ri is saying something by heart, it doesn't say this in the Gemara, but the Ri says this, that Rabbah agreed to Rav Yosef. We'll see why soon. So the Gemara in Bav Metzia that says, Teshivim is coming to tell us, that you don't need das bailam. Sure, Rabbi also was moided to Rav Yosef. Rabbi, after Rav Yosef said this teretz, Rabbi agreed to Rav Yosef. But now the Ri is just saying something that doesn't say in the Gemara. Where did the Ri get this from that Rabbi was moided to Rav Yosef? The Ri just said a shtik teire. So the Ri amoyed the shtik teire. So the Ri. The Rabbi Nami Shoye Medagdek Mitchila the Cheshayim Achinam Dami Loi Mashma Leikro Ella Asmach De Baalme Da Taime Mishum De Mai Hano Kamote Leike De Lel Loi Pligi Rabbi V'Rav Yosef Ella Besvore Baalme. Now, so the Ri says now Amore De Kezach. The Ri says as follows. The way Rabbi understood Pshat in the Pasuk, when Rabbi brought down the Baraisa says, Hoshev is Lebesoi, Teshivei Leginosei. So now Rabbi asked a pertinent kasha, if it's Ginosei Mishtameres, that's Besoi. So it means Ginosei Shein Mishtameres. Or is a Raisa Shein Machinam. So the Ri asked a kasha, if that's Pshat in the Pasuk, why do you need a posik to tell me this? You, Rabbi, hold misvore is a shaymachinam. Didn't bring a rai is a shaymachinam. Misvore. May hano kamotile. You said, misvore is a shaymachinam. So do I need a posik to tell me he could return it to agine shayne mishtameres, agine that is a shmira pchuse? I need a posik to tell me this? It's bullshit. Why not? He's a shaymachinam misvore. So vashteitzer. You could return it to Agina Shaina Mishtameres. So you, Rabbi, that you learned Pshat in the Baraisa, that the Teshivim is coming to tell me that you could be Meshiv to Agina Shaina Mishtameres. Why do you need a posik for that? It's a Sforit. So Tosfos says a whole shtick Torah. Darf man doch a kolchach sagen? The Rabbi learned that the Baraisa that brings this drash is only an asmachta. It's not a real drash. It's an asmachta. The Shivim is coming to tell us that a Shmira Prus is also good. Do you need a posik for it? An echtikatog, you don't need a posik for it. Misvore, a Shmira Prus is good. So Memele, but Rabbi didn't know different Pshat in the Baraisa. So our Kocher, that's Pshat in the Baraisa. It can't begin a Mishtameres, because that's Beisa. So it has to begin a Shane Mishtameres. And the Baraisa brings an Asmachta. But you don't need that, you don't need a drash for it. That Al Kaponim, the Gemara is using the Teshiva to tell me that, Ashmira Prus is also good, but it's only in the Smachta. When Rav Yosef came and told the Rabbi, he said, I'm Shuldik, this is not a Smachta, this is an emissary drash. Hakol Tzrichim Das Bailim. And Rashi says, Kol HaShemrim, this Adin Kol HaShemrim need Das Bailim. Chutz Mishaymer Aveda. So the Posik is telling me a halacha. It's telling me this Ribui is telling me that this Shaymer is different from all Shaymerim. When Rav Yosef and he brought the Rav Rabbi Lazar, that's how Rabbi Lazar learned Shanda Teshive. After he brought this member of Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi was Zichamayda. You're saying a better Shanda Baraisa than I said. You're saying it's an emissary drash. I thought it was only in a smachta. You're saying it's an emissary drash. So memele, amirdike goines of the Ri. So the Ri says, after Rabbi Yosef said that it's coming to tell us you don't need das bailim, so Rabbi was ichamoyde to Rabbi Yosef. So he's saying a lot better than what he wanted to say. So memele says ichamekabel. So now you have a Gemara in Bava Metzia that everyone holds that the Shivim is going to tell me you don't need Das Bailim. Sure, Rabbi is also masking to this. After Rabbi Yosef told them Rabbi Lazar's Pshat, so everyone has made it. Vahi perushe dehi deilo metzies. I demintere le rabbe ke de islay mipshiye. Rav Yosef ke de samit neva vay de pshit. De lahole tzarecha. So the Gemara is going silent rabbe, silent Rav Yosef. So Gemara says, it's coming to tell us you don't need das Bible. So in reality, Rabbi is also made to this halacha. And he was made to Rav Yosef, so that's Pshat and Post. So first, the Ri wanted to, he slugged up the Raya of the Bahag from the Gemara in the Dorim, Kula Isle Pruta de Rav Yosef. He says, Vashtaitza, Rav is also made in Pruta de Rav Yosef, but he holds, it will not make him a shame as Socha. Then the Ri brought a Raya from the Gemara in Bob Metzia that Teshivim is coming, and to tell us you don't need das bailim, he says, well, the rabbi was made to Rabbi Yosef. So the rayas that we paskin like Rabbi Yosef, l'maisa the Ri shlugged up. V'nire l'ri, but now the Ri says, that I personally hold, the aloche ke rabbi, v'chol mokim l'gabi Rabbi Yosef, bar misod de inyan umachze, ke de isa b'mishemes. He says, the Gemara says, Klor and Mishemeis, whenever I have a machlekes, Rabbe v'Rav Yosef, aloche ke Rabbe, chutz misod de inyan amatze. So memele, so we have guidelines how to paskin. Here we have machlekes, Rabbe v'Rav Yosef, we paskin like Rabbe. So Taisvis says, ve'ein leforish, don't say pshat, others want to say pshat, that what the Gemara says, halacha ke Rabbi Yosef bar misod in yemachze means, in Baba Basra, in the machloikas and in Baba Basra, we pass on like Rabbi, besides these three machloikas. But all over Shas, I don't have any gilui how to paskin. Sometimes he paskin like Rabbi, sometimes he paskin like Rav Yosef. So Taisa says, that's not pshat in the Gemara. Ve'ein loyma.
Bein lefoshtein hu davke bababa basrik moish yes mefoshim vidom abba misha ochzoi, because I'll prove it to you, it's not only in Baba Basra, because the Gemara says in Gittin, v'tizbere v'kaim alon ke rabbe, we pasken like rabbe, u'beho ein aloch ke rab Shimon Gamliel. So we have a problem over here, we pasken like rabbe, and here we don't pasken like rab Shimon Gamliel, and here rabbe and rab Shimon Gamliel say the same aloch. So where did the Gemara in Gittin get this Messiah, Bakaimlon Kerabe? Where do you have no Kaimlon Kerabe? So Al Kochoch is even the Gemara in Gittin, that what the Gemara says, Rabbe Verab Yosef, Aloche Kerab Yosef, is in Gan Shas. So therefore the Gemara says, Bakaimlon Kerabe. Maybe the Gemara means in this machloikis of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, we pass on like Rabbi. Avale lemeima v'kaimlon b'ho hilchus k'rabbe. K'dama u'b'ho ein aloche k'rab Shimon Gamliel. So the re proved. About what the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Rabbi Rav Yosef Aloche, Rabbi Yosef Chutz Misodin Yemachza means in Gan Shas. So Memele, so therefore we pasken like Rabbi in this Machlekes also. One Raya. Raya number two. Boit. The Beperik HaMafkid. Gabi Mafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani. Now Tosfos wants to bring a second raya that we pasken like Rabbi. The Gemara says in Perik HaMafkid, Gabi Mafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani Mutorim Yishtamesh Behem. That means as follows. A person brought a pikodon of money to a Shulchani, to a banker. The money was mutorin. That means there was no kesher on the money bag. It's mutorin. He told them there's $100 here, I want you to watch. And there's no, it's mutorin. It's open. One can use the money readily. So the Gemara says that this mutorin is a message. It means, why didn't I make a kesher on it? I'm giving to the banker the money in its mutar. So that means, if you want, you can use it. That means I'm not makbid for you to use it. That's why I did not make a kesher on the money bag. That sometimes you can use it. Fine. So now, but he's mechuyev to watch it. And you have the option, if you want, you can use it. Mutarim yishtamish be. Lefichach, so the Gemara continues, since he has a heter shimush, he didn't use it yet, but he has a heter shimush. Im avdu chayev bachiyusam. So you're deriving benefit, not a shem achinam, not doing it. When I gave you over this money to watch, I gave you an option that if you want, you could use it. Now, this option is worth money. So memele, so therefore, if it got lost, you mechuyev to pay. Kama Rav Nachman de Kaimelon kevosei bedini nensu loy. So Rav Nachman says, if it'll get lost, he's mechuyev to pay. But if it was nenas, he's not mechuyev to pay. The mishum sheitiru loy chachomim lishtamish bem einei nase rak shem osoch. So Rav Nachman, and Tosfos is madgish, we paskin like Rav Nachman bedini, so this is aloche. So this concept, I'm giving someone money with an option to use, and he lost it before he used it. So alamdin ketakla and gashayla, well, since you could use it, so just like you used it, so you're alive already. Or maybe not, it's an option to use. So it's worth money, but it's not, So Yashay Masocha, you have a benefit from this money. Bekitzer, Rav Nachman, who we paskin like Rav Nachman, says he is a din of Yashay Masocha. Fine. So now we know the halacha, if a person has money with an option to use, he has a din Yashay Masocha on this money. Fine. That's a Gemara in Amavke. Now Taisva says, let's go to Eila Metzias. In Cain. Be'eilu Metzias. Gabi ma yehei bedomim. Now let's explain the Gemara in Eila Metzias. Eila Metzias, it's speaking about as follows. A person found a behemoth that's oichel ve'enei oiseh. This behemoth is problematic. That means it doesn't work, it eats. So the chiyuv of a shema aveda is he has to sell this behemoth, because if he's going to keep the behemoth and return the behemoth when he finds the owner of the behemoth and give him a bill of all the food that was given to the behemoth, so the baal of behemoth will end up with nothing. That's not called a shavas aveda. He has to pay him for all the food that he was eating. So the law that was eaten. So therefore, the halacha is, if you find a behemoth that's oichel ve'ena oise, you sell it. Fine. So now, the Mishnah speaks about, fine, he had a behemoth, it's worth $1,000. He sold the behemoth. Now he has $1,000, which this is in place of the aveda. This is the value of the sold aveda. He has now $1,000. Ma yehei bedomen. Now what's the din with this money? Is he allowed to use the money? He's not allowed to use the money. He's allowed to use the money. He's allowed to use the money. Zogt Rav Tarfon. Lefichoch, therefore, since he's allowed to use the money, im avdui chayev b'chiyuson. So if he got lost, he's chayev b'chiyuson. Now, let us just think for 1 minute. What does that mean? Does Rav Tarfon mean, since he's allowed to use the money, so it's just like he borrowed the money already, or does it mean he's a shame al socha? So Taisa says, no, I was magdim you. I told you already a member of Rav Nachman and Amavkid that a heter shimush makes you for a shame al socha. Not for a shoyul, not for a loive, you're a shame al socha. So now let's learn the Mishnah. So Rav Tarfon said that if he sold the Aveda and he has money, so Rav Tarfon said that he's allowed to use the money, therefore imovdu chayv b'chiyusa. So that means he's chayv b'aveda, gneva b'aveda, because a heter shimush makes him a shem osoch. Now let's go further. Lehav el shem osoch. Now let's just say oisim veinik. There's a whole sugya over there, the Gemara b'Matzia, which Tosfos doesn't bring down. But the Gemara of Metzia has a medical problem over here. What's the problem? What was he, before he sold Aveda, what kind of a shema was he on the Aveda before he sold Aveda? So the Gemara brings down, no, it's Machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi, he's a shema chinam on the Aveda before he sold it. And then, according to Rabbi Yosef, he's a shame of socha on the Beit. I'm a chlik is Rabbi Yosef. Fine. Before he sold. So the Gemara says like this. So according to Rabbi, the Mishnah is moiridik. Before the Avedi was a shame of chino. Now, he sold it. Now Rabbi Tarfon says, you know, now that you sold it, you have money, you're allowed to use the money. Oh! So Rabbi Tarfon said, now it's different. Kozman the behemoth was in your possession, so you are Shem Mechina. No one is paying you anything. He doesn't know the put of the Rabbi Yosef, so you are Shem Mechina. Now that you have the money, you have a right to use the money, so you are Shem Mechina. That's the Mishnah. So according to Rabbi, the Mishnah is gewaltig. The more is, according to Rabbi Yosef, we have problems over here. Before I sold the behemoth, what was I? Hashem Masocha, put it Rav Yosef. I sold it. Now the money is in place of the Aved. So Rav Tarfon said, he's allowed to use it. Lefichoch, Therefore, what does that mean? I'm sorry. I feel he wouldn't be allowed to use it. He's also a shemus according to Rav Yosef. That's what Pshat and Rav Tav. So Rav Yosef said, no. It means lefichoch. If he sold it, he's allowed to use it. Im avdu ba'oynes, he's also chayev. He's a leiver. He's a shayel. That's how Rav Yosef said Pshat and Rav Tav. That means Rav Yosef was pinned against the wall. He's a shemesacha from before. The slafichach was strangling Rav Yosef. He says, "No, Rav Talfon means that since now he is a heter to use the money, he becomes a leibitz. He's chayiv bonds. Of the means of filibites. Fine. That's how Rav Yosef said. So we look here. We have a machlokes. That means I'll ask someone what pshat in the Mishnah." In what does imovdu mean? Does imovdu means aveda? Imovdu means oynes? She'll tell me, well, it's a machlokes. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi said it means aveda. Rabbi Yosef said it means oynes. Fine. That's the Gemara in Eilam Metzias. But Tosfos head up its sleeve, but we have a Gemara in Amavke that Rav Nachman, the Kaimolon, Rav Nachman, Bedini, Rav Nachman says the heter tshimush makes you for shemer socher. So we see Klo, we passed on like Rabbi. Rav Yosef didn't learn like that, because Rav Yosef was strangled with the lefichach of Rav Tav. So Rav Yosef said that shot Rav Tav. But now we know how to paskin. Rav Nachman, Kamon, Rav Nachman, Bedini. So now we see that we paskin like Rabbi, not like Rav Yosef. This was the Riz Rai. Let's see in the Veinik. Im kein beilum mit sis gabi maye bedomme raptar von nei mi stamisch beim wieke gemovdu khayba khayusa. So according to Rav Nachman, le have a shame socha, kama shama sham le rab. So me mele, so you see we don't paskin like Rav Yosef. The ein loima, so now Tosfos wants to say, no, maybe someone will say, that the tzvar of Rav Yosef is, because before he sold it, he was a shema socha, and the behemah, als put it Rav Yosef. Now he sold it, he got a bonus, that he could use the money. So now there's two sibis that he's a shema chino. One sibbe is that he was already a shema socha from before, and now he got another bonus, he can use the money. So maybe one plus one makes him for a shayu. That's the Taisva says, no, that doesn't make any sense. So Taisva says, let's see, the ein loima, the ho somebody, the Rav Nachman, I'm basing my whole raya, From, because we pass the letter of Nachman, he's a shame of Soch, and according to Rav Yosef, he's a shoyul. The horse of my Rav Nachman, the high bones, the Mishum Etel Tash, Mishum Devalav, Hochi, Hoy, Shame of Soch, Hoy, Shame of Vede, Sektois is the Ein Zes, for the Mishum Shnei Schires, because he's getting a double amount of payment. First I gave him one penny to be a shomer, and then later give him a second penny. So two pennies, that doesn't make him a leiver. So I'm giving him more schiris. He's getting a double benefit for watching. He could use the money. He was part of from tzedakah. So he's just getting more money for watching. So that doesn't make him a leiver. They's weiter only chai b'gneiber v'aveidim. Deinze svorde mishum shnei schirois. De potum mameisev rifte la anje, boi de mutter le stammes le jeyose beshvil kach shoyl. Elo shei mesocha baalme. So bekitzer, so he says, I have enough in the Gemara, Rav Nachman holds that the shimesh makes you for a shei mesocha. And Rav Tarfen said, lefikoch im ovdo chai bach yuson, so that has to mean shei mesocha. Not like Rav Yosef said Pshat Rav Tarfon, because we pasken like Rav Nachman. So Memela, we see we don't pasken like Rav Yosef. We see from Rav Nachman, we don't pasken like Rav Yosef. Ba'oid yesh lahavi raya, de hilchese kerabe. Another raya. At Tosfos, We have to be in the shtaymim, how Tosfos had chas on his fingertips, like Tosfos bringing rayas, so like Paschal like Rabbi Yosef, and like Rabbi. Mit dem Muki ist damit der Talmude Masnissen da Humnim, Hilvo al Hamashken Scheimel Socha, mach warte de Loi Kirabeleza, da Oma bemalve Chaveiroi al Hamashken, wo Ovat, Yishba Vyitel Moisov. Now, let us explain. Tosfos is schlepping us into a sugya in Perik HaOmnim, which was very clear to Tosfos, the whole sugya. So Mamela, so and Tosfos is bringing a raya from this sugya. So let us just try to relate what it says in that sugya. There's a Mishnah that says as follows. So the reasons we'll see later. The Mishnah says, Hilvo al Hamashkin Shemel Soch. That means as follows, that Reuven lent Shimon $100. Shimon gave Reuven a mashkin. That means, Hilvo al mashkin means that you only lent him the money if you'll give him a mashkin. Fine. So, Reuven lent Shimon $100. Shimon gave Reuven the mashkin. Fine. Now, so Reuven has the mashkin. Now, the mashkin got lost. Zuk the Gemara, so zuk the Tana of the Mishnah, Hilvo ala Mashkin, Shemel Soch. That he's a Shemel Socher on the Mashkin. I mean, Reuven is holding Shimon's Mashkin. He's a Shemel Socher on the Mashkin. Why he's a Shemel Socher, we'll speak about later. But the Mishnah says he's a Shemel Socher. Fine. He's a Shemel Socher on the Mashkin. So whatever value the mashkin has, if it got lost, so the malve will have to deduct from the chayv the amount, the value of the mashkin, or have to pay back if it's worth more than the chayv, will have to pay back to the loiv. He's a shema soch on the mashkin. Fine. Zok the gemore, mas nisin, the loike rabbeleza. The Mishnah is not like rabbeleza. Rabbeleza said, Malve chaveiroi ala mashkin ve'ovad yishba v'yitul moisov. Rabbi Lezer says that if the same scenario, someone lent money, he gave him a mashkin, and it got lost. So Rabbi Lezer says that the malve swears it got lost, finished, you pay me back the chayv. So l'chayre, Rabbi Lezer holds he's a shema chino. The Tana of the Mishnah is a Shemel Socher, and the Gemara starts off by saying this is a Stome the Gemara, which we don't see the Eluyas from the Gemara, but Al Kapono will see soon. The Gemara says, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lezer. The Mishnah says he's a Shemel Socher on the Mashkin. Rabbi Lezer says he's a Shemel Chinam on the Mashkin. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lezer. Fine, that's not too bad. It's Poshet L'chayr. But let's go a little further. Now, let me just introduce the Olam to a Gemara later, and that pay base, Amid Aleph. The Gemara tries to figure out a machlokes, why is a Shema Socha, why is not a Shema Socha. So it's a very interesting Gemara, and let us just say the Maskonis HaGemara. First, the Gemara wanted to say, the machloikis is, the machloikis in the Mishnah Gufev is Hashem, Achinim Hashem HaSocha. First, the Gemara wanted to say, the machloikis is between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Amore de Kazach. Let's explain this. If a person is lending someone only because of a mashkin, and how long you lend if he gets the mashkin, so the mashkin is the misavev, the sibe to the halvo. That means I won't make halvo without a mashkin. So when I receive the mashkin, that motivates the halvo. That means for the mashkin, I'll make the halvo. Halvo is a mitzvah.
So memele, by, in the whole Havo comes about because of the Mashkin. And through this Alvo, if another man will come, so I won't have to give him tzedakah now, because I'm Isaac b'mitzvah. So memela, I have a din shomer socher on the mashkin. That means the mashkin is a sibbe of the mitzvahs of halva. So when I'm receiving the mashkin, which will enable me to make the halva, this is a hechshet, or maybe even more than a hechshet, this is a chelek of mitzvah halva. And if now when I'm in the process of taking the mitzvah, because this mashkin is motivating the halva, so I have a din shema socha on the mashkin. He says, by receiving the mashkin, I'll be now potav and put to the Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara wanted to say as follows. The Gemara wanted to say that that's the machloikis. If he's a shema socha, shema chin, if you hold the Rabbi Yosef, so since he's potav put to the Rabbi Yosef, he's a shema socha. If you hold, like Rabbi is a shemachin. That's the Gemara wanted to say. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef said, no. Everyone holds like me. Everyone holds his a shemachin. Now what's the machloikis? The machloikis is over here. This is a unique type of a mashkin. It's the malve tzorich lemashkin upoiches midmei hamashkin. Now let's explain what happened over here. Let's make a scenario. Reuven came over to Shimon Sunday. He comes over to Shimon, you know, I'd like to rent your car. Shimon says, I'm not in the renting business, I'm not renting my car. A guten Tag. Huh? That was Sunday. Monday, Shimon comes over to Reuven, and maybe you lend me $1,000. No problem, I'll lend you $1,000, but I want the car for a mashkin, and I'll use the car, and that's how the chayv will be paid up. No, Shimon Atap is an Eitzi, he doesn't have an Eitzi. He needs $1,000, and he wants, it's a very legitimate request, he wants the car for a mashkin, and by using the car, that's how we'll deduct from the mayalbo. So there's a machloikis tanoim. Samachleikis tanoim, is that called he did a mitzvah with the halvo? So what, one tana holds, he did a mitzvah. He did a mitzvah. He's lending money. The car is enabling him to do a mitzvah. He's gaining benefit also. No. Mitzvah shaloi lishma. No. It's a mitzvah. So memele, in the process of getting the car, it'll be potter from Pluta Rav Yosef also. So he's called Isaac the Mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah. Another Tana holds, no, that's not called Isaac the Mitzvah. He's doing it because he wants the car, Tzorch Lamashkin. That's called Isaac the Mitzvah. That's not called Isaac the Mitzvah. So if another man comes, when he's in the process of taking over the car, you give the other man. That's not called Isaac b'mitzvah. Agavuche, I'd like to say over a maimer hamuska, a meirdike, the Dvar Yaakov brings down a kashe, a magnavrom, a biraloche, and a kovetz haoris. Let's speak about a meirdike shaila. It's brought down in Hilchis Tfilin that, Koisvei tefillin and mezuzas v'tagreim v'tagrei tagreim apotem mikol mitzvah shebetoyer. Isaac b'mitzvah. Isaac merely gezach. Psasayif is writing tefillin. Isaac b'mitzvah. So he's potem mikol mitzvah somebody. Isaac b'mitzvah. Potem min ha-mitzvah. Zok the Mogen Avro. But before we tell the Sefer you potem min ha-mitzvahs, we give him a questionnaire. Why are you in the safras business? So it matters what he answers. If he answers, I want to be Mizaki Eden with Muda the Ketzel. After I want to write Parshis. But I can't do it for free. So, Pashteitza, I have to go and take money for it. I have a wife and children. No. But my kavana is, I want to be Mizaki Eden with Tefillin. The Parshis of Tefillin. So then, that's the Mechaba. Basic b'mitzvah, so Isaac b'mitzvah. If a Seitzach he has to take money, Isaac mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah. But if he answers the question there, why, he says, what do you mean why are you doing this? You know how much parshas costs? It's a good business. A target, it's a good business. So memeila, zuch the mogen avlom. So you, why are you doing it for? For money, for panose. That's not called Isaac b'mitzvah. Zizik the Mogen Avon. Fine. Very nice folk. Frek the Bir Aloche, L'chayre, this is a Machlikis Tanoi. A Malvo, the story, the scenario said before, this guy needed to rent a car. And now he's lending money to get the car. So Yevi a Machlikis Tanoi, is he a Shema Socha, is not a Shema Socha. The one that holds he's a Shema Socha, put it to Rav Yosef, he's Isaac B'mitzvah. We paskin like that. We pass on the visa shame of socha. Als Isaac b'mitzvah. Even though there isn't another Tana that holds now, since he's doing it for the mask, and he's not called Isaac mitzvah. Fine. There was such a Tana also, but lalocha we pass him that he's called Isaac b'mitzvah. So for a moyradike kasha, for to be ralocha from Morgan Avron, how could he say such a thing? He's not Lishma, but he's Isaac B'mitzvah. We see we paskin amal v'tzorich l'mashkin. That's called Isaac B'mitzvah. So the Dvayake brings down an interesting teretz from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says as follows. This hagbole that the Magen Avraham said, you have to give him a questionnaire. If he's doing it for parnosis, he's doing it for mitzvah, that was only said if he's not doing a real mitzvah, only a hechsha mitzvah. That means, between you and me, when you write parshias, what mitzvah you mekayim? There's no mitzvah to write parshias. But if I write parshias, so then this is a hechsha that a yid will be able to have parshias to like tefillin, to have kosher parshias for tefillin. But my oisik is an oisik of a hechsher mitzvah. There the Magen Avraham said, it's not a mitzvah mamish. And you're doing it for the money. I'm sorry. That's not called oisik the mitzvah. Masha enkein, if you lend money, and first out, the car is the only hechetim sal, you lend the money. If you're lending money, this is not a hechsher mitzvah. This is a mitzvah mamish, so it's shaloi lishma. Good, I'm doing it because, yeah, fine. But that's called oisik b'mitzvah. I feel like you have an ulterior motive. And there, everyone will hold there we hold, even though he's doing it, the tzayrech atzmai, afal pikein, he's called an oisik b'mitzvah.